SOP 277. Today, we put forth the questions you need to ask yourself before you start a podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much. And I mean that. I know you're busy. This is where, if you're new to the podcast, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to making money from your podcast to building your community to understanding the technology. It's all here, one place, schoolofpodcasting.com. And today we're going to primarily talk about planning your podcast, but if you've already started your podcast, this might help you get on track. Now, if you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. Our voicemail number is 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. That's where you can find step-by-step lessons that will walk you through the entire process. And I always say, you know, there are a lot of people that want to teach you how to podcast. I don't take my, if my car breaks down, I don't go to the dentist. I'm a teacher. I have almost 20 years now in teaching people technology. I have a bachelor's degree in education. And if you're confused and you want to start a podcast, School of Podcasting is the place for you. So this lesson actually comes via Jillian Michaels, the fitness trainer. She has a great quote, and she's always talking about to people when they say they want to lose weight. And she always asks them, why? Because, and here's her quote, if you don't understand the why, you will never make it through the how. And so I've had people who have come on as my coaching clients, and they kind of skip this phase. And I tell them at that point, you need to answer these questions. And some people are just, I just want a podcast. I just want a podcast. I just want a podcast. And they later go, why isn't it working? Well, here's why. Number one, the number one question, why do you want to start a podcast? And if your answer is, it sounds kind of cool, that's probably not going to cut it. We've said it before. We beat it into everybody's heads. You got to have passion about your topic. But here's some things. Sometimes you want to be seen as the expert. Podcasting can do that for you. Sometimes you want to sell a product. You can do that. You have to be careful because nobody wants to listen to an infomercial. Maybe you want to sell a service. Same thing. Maybe you want to reach an audience. Maybe you've been trying to get on the radio. Maybe you're trying to get on TV, and maybe you have a blog and you're just wanting to get the word out about your cause. Maybe you're trying to tell people that, hey, turn off the TV and spend some time with your family. Well, podcasting can get you out to the world. Now, when I mean the world, I mean the world. There is no antenna strength here like in radio. There is no time constraints like there are in radio and TV. It's like TiVo. You record it today. I'm recording this right now, Saturday at 11 a.m. But you can do that. And that's the other thing. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars in equipment. If you need some equipment, give me a call. My phone number's out at the website at schoolofpodcasting.com. We can talk about what you need. But why do you want to start a podcast? Do you want to understand your audience? It's a great way to connect. I have people all over the United States and some people in Europe that say, if you ever are anywhere in this area, come stay at my house. I can't wait. Next week, well, actually in about 13 days, PodCamp Cincinnati. I'm going to be there. Looking forward to it. Daniel Johnson Jr., I think I met him at the first PodCamp Ohio, but and I know I met Daniel Lewis. I've hung out with Rich Palmer before. Cliff Ravenscraft is going to be there. There are a lot of great people there. If you are anywhere near the Cincinnati area, come hang out on a Saturday with a bunch of podcasters. I'm so looking forward to that. And that's, how do I know these people? Through their podcast. Yeah, you can build an audience. You can find people just like you. Listen to our last podcast where Kevin Mulrine started a podcast about the band Yes. And people are flocking to this thing. Why? Because these people were out in the world going, you know, there's nobody like me. They don't play Yes on the radio. I'm just going to have to sit here with my records because there's nobody like me. Now they have a community going, have you ever heard this? Did you know this? So maybe the reason you want to start a podcast is you want to build that community around your cause, your topic. Maybe you want to keep your brand in front of people. I was listening to the book Content Rules by my friend Cece Chapman. And I forget the other woman who helped him write it, so I apologize for that. But they were talking about how Pampers did a thing on YouTube. And instead of talking about diapers, 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 they talked about the fears of first-time parents and what they need to know. And they did it through real stories. Great concept of just how to keep your brand in front of people. And if that's the case, then you want to do shorter shows. And just again, just in their case, they're just going, oh, by the way, Pampers. Not a giant Pampers commercial. And they're building community over there. Maybe you want to inspire people. I have a couple people that I'm working with that they look at the world and they go, you know, in their opinion, we're going in the wrong direction. And I tend to agree with them in many different areas. And they're trying to show people here is a better way to live your life. So maybe you want to inspire people. But the bottom line is you have to answer that question. Why do you want to podcast? Because there's going to be a time when you don't, when you're tired, when you don't want to type up show notes, when you don't want to do the editing. And in the same way, if we go back to Jillian Michaels, I'm kind of stuffed up today. I apologize for that. If you go back to Jillian Michaels, there's going to be a time when you're like, I don't want to go to the gym. But when you go, yeah, but if I'm healthy, I won't have to spend money on medicine. I will live longer. I can avoid things like cancer, hopefully, things of that nature. And if you remind yourself of the why, then you can make it through the how. So why do you want a podcast? What are the goals of your podcast? You typically want your content to be in sync with your goals, right? And you have to ask yourself, how are you going to know if your podcast is a success? Is it when you inspire one person? Every time I have somebody launch a podcast and they go, hey, Dave, I'm ready. Here, can you review my podcast? Which is one of the things I do for people at the School of Podcasting. And I'll go over and I say, oh, this is that, and you could do this. I really like that. And they go, oh, this is awesome. And when they finally get it the way they want it, because I'm just offering opinion, everybody has one of those, right? And they finally launch it. It's so cool. It's like, I don't know, launching a boat into the ocean and just watching it go out and just knowing that there's this giant adventure in front of them. I love that. So what are your goals? How are you going to measure that? Is your goal to, you know, build a big email list? Is your goal to sell more product? Then you ought to do things in your podcast, like offer a coupon. You know, I ought to do that. Well, think about that as we're going through the rest of this. Now, the other thing you might want to ask is, who are you? What makes you unique? What's your perspective? Because that's the thing. I get this a lot. Well, I was going to do a podcast, but there are already four podcasts already on the topic. But they don't have your perspective. They don't have your experience. Do the podcast. Because chances are there are people out there waiting for a podcast just like yours. And that leads me to my next question you have to ask yourself. Who is your audience? What are their preferences? Are they mainly offline, online? What platforms best resonate with your audience? Are they more Mac people? Are they PC people? Are they more listening online people? What are their problems? Now, this is a me thing. This is a Dave the teacher kind of thing. But if you can solve people's problems, like Pampers did, that's a great podcast right there. Because now you're building trust. You're building a relationship with people. You're seen as reliable. You are now this reliable friend. And how are you seen as reliable? By putting out a show on a regularly scheduled basis. And so if you know who your audience is, this helps you decide what to put in your podcast. And hopefully your topic, here again, this is where you have to be passionate about your topic. Why? Because if you are like your audience, like obviously my passion is podcasting. If your audience is like you, It's very easy. If it interests you, it should interest them. Which is why we're talking about this today. I went, you know, Jillian said that, and that actually applies to podcasting. Here's another thing that I think people miss. What do you want the content to achieve? Now, obviously, I have never hidden this fact. The object of this podcast is to inspire you to start a podcast, to help those people to podcast, but hopefully you see me as a pretty cool guy and cool enough to think, you know, he's got more content like this behind that thing if I click on the join button. And I've never hidden that fact. The idea of this podcast is, number one, I love to talk about podcasting, but number two, I'd like you to come join the school of podcasting so, I don't know, I can feed my family, right? So what effects do you want the content to have? After I listen to the podcast, I want people to, or maybe the effects of your podcast is I want people to laugh and forget about their troubles for a while. Or maybe I want people to take action to help the planet. Or maybe I want people to see where my product will help them and help them make their life easier. Or maybe I want them to hire me to speak someplace. What actions do you want? What effects do you want your content to have? What actions do you want your audience to take? And then how are you going to measure your success? Let's go listener 30. You just heard me come up with an idea. That's the one great thing about podcasting. You can decide what goes on. Let's go listener. Is that too hard? L-I-S-T-E-N-E-R. Listener 30. We'll get you 30% off at the School of Podcasting. So if you heard that episode, if you've heard this episode, there you go, listener 30. Another thing you have to ask yourself, when and how are you going to develop the content? How is that going to work? Because one of the biggest mistakes I see people do is they're going to start a podcast and they're going to get information from their audience. There's one problem with that plan. You don't have an audience yet. So what happens is you record about 3 episodes and you're getting nothing in terms of feedback, and it dies. You have to have control of your content. You have to know where it's going to come from and how you're going to harvest the information. And I've got all sorts of great tutorials on that, on how you can set things up to automatically feed you information so that you just have to record it, whether that be audio or video. And then things like what's your publishing schedule. Doesn't really matter what your schedule is, as long as you meet it. I would highly recommend not doing daily unless you're doing like a 30-second podcast. I do weekly. Bi-weekly is okay. Monthly, is okay after if you keep doing it for a while, because then after a year, people can find 12 episodes of you. But it's going to be hard to build that audience with just once a month. I mean, how close are you to your friends that you talk to once a month? The big question I want to ask you today is, why do you podcast? And if you're thinking of starting a podcast, why do you want a podcast? Email me. I would love to hear it. Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, because I have seen the people that don't answer these questions get out to about episode 7 and go, how come I'm not getting any feedback? Well, are you asking for feedback? What do you want your audience to do with the content that you've given them? And I always say this, and then we'll get off this topic, because as you can see, I'll do a 2-hour podcast on this one topic. Your content should move people. It's going to make them laugh, cry, think, groan, entertain, or educate. And I can help you with that. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com, use listener 30, and get 30% off. Are we going to do any package? Yeah, any package. Listener 30. Do want to mention that I am doing an iTunes webinar. This is on October 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars if you want to sign up. If you have ever said this phrase, I want to upload my podcast to iTunes, you need to come to this webinar, because that you will understand how that phrase actually doesn't make sense. And you need just a little nudge in the right direction. And that's what I'm here to do, to steer you in the right direction. We're going to talk about RSS feeds, what they are, how do you make one, how do you get it ready to go to iTunes, the things you need to do before listing your podcast in iTunes. If you're interested in this, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. It is $29.99, and if you're a School of Podcasting member, you've already gotten my email with the coupon for that, speaking of coupons, which will get you into that for free. So again, check it out. If you everything you wanted to know about iTunes and RSS feeds, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. That's October 17th. That's a Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, last up, I actually hesitate to put this here because by the time you hear this, you're probably a little Steve Jobs out, but I want to say thanks to Steve Jobs. The thing that gets me about Steve Jobs is the fact that he was one man, just a person, started off kind of on the wrong foot. His mother put him up for adoption because he wasn't a girl. That might kind of put a blow to your self-esteem, knowing that your mom went, yeah, wow, what a beautiful baby boy, and then go, nah, never mind. I mean, me personally, I've spent myself into bankruptcy trying to have children, and to give one up is a little mind-boggling to me. If you have children, realize they are such a gift from God. That's another podcast. Anyway, but Steve just embraced his parents and was very happy that he had those. And so he, died at the age of 56 this week. My mother died at the age of 58, and that was too soon. So 56 is way too soon. But yeah, there was one person with a vision, and he was determined. He was himself, if you ever noticed that. People talk about he was sometimes not the most tactful person, I guess is a way to put it. But he had a vision and he had determination. If you go to YouTube is 2005 Stanford commencement. Now, if you go to my website at davidjackson.org, I've actually got it listed out there. But here's the thing. Here's one guy with a vision, with determination, and more importantly, since we're talking podcasting, this man had passion about personal computers. Think about it. Because of Steve Jobs, music is sold completely differently. The way music is heard is completely different. I mean, the way music is created now, people are making multi-track recordings on their iPod and their iPad. The way we launch products, completely different. The way movies are created, hello, Pixar, completely different. The way movies are watched, completely different. My wife and I rarely watch movies on our TV anymore, even though the screen's bigger. We sit in bed, we have a little headphone splitter, and we watch movies on our iPad. It's amazing. And the way we communicate is completely different via the iPhone. So it's amazing how one person with one vision and determination and passion, he left the world a better place. Now, some people may go, let's wait 10 years and see. But come on, we're definitely better off than we were before Apple. And I'm not an Apple fanboy. In fact, the only thing I own personally is an iPod. My wife owns an iPad. My stepson has a little Mac Mini. And someday I'll be cool enough to own a Mac. There is a book coming out November 11th by this guy named Walter Isaacson, called I, Steve, and this is where he interviewed Steve Jobs 40 times, and he's going to put together, this book has been in the making before Steve died. It's going to be interesting to see if they now rush it to publish to, you know, capitalize. You got to strike while the iron's hot, right? Just ask Yoko Ono. But the thing I want to point out is obviously Steve Jobs was a wealthy man, a very wealthy man, but money doesn't buy you life. Doesn't matter how rich you are. And I realize this is completely off the topic of podcasting. And the thing I loved about Steve Jobs, the other thing was he was a visionary. And Apple was the first company, well, I don't know if they were actually the first, but they were the biggest company to embrace podcasting. And some people go, well, duh, it has the word pod in it. But no, not really, because there were other companies like Yahoo that embraced podcasting. They made a podcast directory and then just let it die. And I guess we all know how Yahoo has fared over the years, right, folks? So I thank Steve Jobs because he helped give podcasting a big boost, a huge boost, back in 2009, I believe it was, when iTunes 4.9 came out. And because podcasting got a boost, I got a boost. And I appreciate that, Steve. So go out and watch that commencement speech. He talks about how knowing he was going to die, it really changed his life. I was watching my stepson last night in his marching band, and they were in the stands, and there was some song they were playing, and apparently the conductor basically said, "Act goofy." And so all these kids are dancing around and they're doing this, and we finally got a head bob out of my stepson, who apparently is, he's a very goofy kid, but if you ask him to act goofy, apparently not his strong suit. He's afraid to look goofy. But if you're going to die, stuff like, who cares? I'm dying tomorrow. I'm going to look goofy. And maybe we should all adopt that philosophy that if today was the last day, are you doing something that you're passionate about? Are you doing something that you want? Because in the end, we're all going to die. What a lovely way to end the podcast. Hey, okay, great. We're all going to die. But the other thing I want to stress is, because we all don't know, no one knows the time or day, right? When God's going to go, okay, your turn. So hug your kids, hug your spouse, and maybe we should put some more thought into letting all those little things go. Thank you, Steve. I love my iPod. I've had it for years. That is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Let's do a quick 30-second plug. Look, I want to help you. That's what makes me me. I'm a teacher, and I want to help you podcast. You can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER30 and save 30% off your first purchase, your first month or first week or whatever you're doing there. And come see me. Let me help you. We'll walk through all those questions we just talked about. We'll get you on the right direction. We'll steer you towards the right equipment, the right software. Do you need music? Do you need graphics? Do you need whatever? It's all there. So quit wasting your time with Google searches. Quit wasting your time reading about products that don't exist anymore. That's the thing I always think is funny. I'll do Google searches and I'll find articles on podcasting about things that don't exist anymore. And I'm thinking, oh, what if people don't know this? Well, I do, and I'm here to help you. So thanks for listening. I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your day. And until next week, class is dismissed.